What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is governor's race candidate, GOP primary, Pam Evatt. She is, of course, the lieutenant governor of South Carolina. Welcome, ma'am.
Thank you for having me, Tara. It's been a long time. I think the last time we saw each other was at the 4th Congressional Club.
Absolutely. And thrilled to have you for the first time on the show. I want to dive in, if you don't mind, and maximize my time with you. Yes. I'm going to ask you the question I ask every candidate. Congratulations. You have just won the governor's race. That feels good, right?
It's your that would be great.
It would be great. It's your first day in office. And man, you have got a burn on. You want to get that one thing done. So you start right away. What is it and what do you do on your first day?
Well, I like to call it SCOGE. I think it makes it a little bit more personal with South Carolina. I think digging in and doing what the American people want, what they have said nationally and what President Trump has done, is to leverage technology, leverage AI, start making government more efficient. I learned this in all the years I spent in business because, Tara, that's what I am. At heart, I'm a business person. I'm not a career politician. I've grown a business here in South Carolina, grew it into a national company on my own, started it. And I know how efficiency can work. It helps bring money to the bottom line. And, you know, something the governor and I have been working on since we took office is to take South Carolina to a zero state income tax state. And in order to do that, you got to walk and chew gum at the same time. You got to get efficient. You got to make sure you're increasing your bottom line. You got to get economic development rolling so you can keep money coming in. That was President Trump's first plan, is unleash American business, American technology to continue to grow. And don't grow by raising taxes. Grow by being the best we can be. Grow by growing our business and our footprint.
So I just want to be clear on this. You're committed to getting our tax rate here in South Carolina to zero.
Absolutely.
Okay. And is there a time frame for that you want to accomplish that in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can be done. You know, there have been talks for the last few years in the General Assembly. I'm very proud that we've had the largest state income tax cuts in our state's history while the governor and I were in office working with the General Assembly. I think we can do this. We can do this in the next few years if we do a step down method. I think there's a couple ways to tackle it, but it has to be comprehensive. It's not a silver bullet like I think some people try to say it is. We can bring it down. That's the way other states have done it and have done relatively well with it because it kind of leans everybody in. But it's going to come with working with the General Assembly to get that done because, let's face it, that is who you have to work hand in glove with here in South Carolina.
So just be clear, because I know that there's at least two other candidates in the race who are committed to zero. You're committed to going to zero?
Yes.
Income tax. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just wanted to make sure about that. Tell me, Pam Evatt, what sets you aside from other candidates? What makes you different from other candidates in the race?
Well, there's a couple things. First, Tira, is one, I'm not a career politician. I mean, I started out as an accountant. That's what I graduated in. Worked in the public accounting sector for a while. Then went into private industry, started my own business. Like I said, started that business in my home, grew it into a national company. And that sets me apart. I'm the only candidate who started a business from the ground up. I'm the only one who signed, you know, the front of a paycheck, balanced budgets, created good paying jobs. You know, and I'm the only one of all the candidates that have thrown their hat in the ring that has stood with President Trump since day one. I mean, I was standing with the president when I wasn't even in the political world. I just knew when I saw him come down that escalator, Tara, and this is something I had said to friends and my husband long before that, is that we need a business person at the helm because my business was helping other businesses grow. And I could see year after year, regulations were getting to be a huge hurdle for entrepreneurs and small businesses trying to start. One of the things I talked about in my campaign speech when I announced my run for governor was that I believe that all of our regulations should be sunsetted and then have to go up in front of the General Assembly again or have to go up in front of the boards and commissions if that's where they were originated, to find out if they are even relevant anymore. When they were written, did something change? Was there too much gray area? How do we tighten things up? Because my grandparents, Sarah, they were immigrants. And I kept seeing for small businesses that we worked with, the American dream was getting further and further away from achieving for my kids and future generations than it was for my grandparents when they came here. And so, you know, those things all put together is why I think I'm leaps and bounds distinguish myself from the other candidates, because I've done all those things. When the governor picked me to be his lieutenant governor, you know, I'm not only the first female Republican lieutenant governor our state has ever had, I'm also the first lieutenant governor ever elected with a governor. And the governor was really clear. He wanted somebody with a fresh set of eyes. He wanted somebody that had never been in the political world, so they could take a look at everything, so they could work with businesses to see what are we doing good, what do we need to change, and continue to move that ball forward. And it's what we've done since I've been in office. Now it's my seventh year, which is hard to believe.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking to Pam Evett, she's the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina. I'll ask you what I asked Nancy Mace yesterday. Are you a moderate Republican or are you a conservative Republican?
Well, I've always considered myself a very conservative Republican. I have always wanted to make sure that we didn't get in the way of business, that we protected parents' rights. I have used my time in office to advocate for school choice because I believe it's not just a parent's right, but it's their responsibility to guide their children's education. I've always thought public safety should be number one. And I've never wanted government to get so big that it got into our homes and in our business. And that in my world is what a conservative Republican was all about, is giving people the ability to raise their families, to grow their businesses, for government to get smaller and not get bigger, to protect our citizens, and to make sure that, you know, we had our Second Amendment rights, you know, we never violated. It's something else I really talked about. I mean, I believe I'm a very conservative Republican, but I believe that you have to listen to the people, too. I believe you've got to get out there. In the 7 years that I have been in office, I've spent my time traveling the state and listening to people, because what's important to the people in the upstate is not important to the people at the coast. Not everything, right? And in the Midlands, they have different issues. And you have to be willing to work with everybody.
Let me
hear everybody's voice.
I want to just, because I know we have 2 seconds, but I just want to get in a quick follow-up question. Sure. Then. I mean, you've been there 7 years. You're an insider. You know this. The Freedom Caucus conservatives, the few allowed to even serve in Colombia, have been absolutely persecuted. The Colombia gang of people who are in leadership right now raised money to make sure they didn't win the primaries. Shocking amounts of money was dropped in primary after primary after primary to kill off conservative candidates. There are after a couple of years of this, conservatives left in our legislature. Will you commit to reversing that and supporting the Freedom Caucus since you say you're a conservative?
You know what, Tara, the governor and I have always prided ourselves on the fact that we worked with everybody. And I've had an open door policy to talk with anybody and everybody. And I have treated everybody with respect. And that's what I'll do as governor, is treat everybody with respect. I think everybody has a voice. Everybody can be heard. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with every person. I've said that over the years. You know, I love my husband to death. We've been married 20 years. I don't agree with everything he says. I think that's the problem. I'm not going to commit to agreeing to anything any one person says, because I do have my own viewpoint. But I think everybody should be respected and heard.
But will you agree to end the persecution of the Freedom Caucus? I mean, the leadership up there was literally trying to cut them out of the Republican Party. What I'm saying? Like, it's a total cutoff. It's not even, we'll listen to him sometime. I'm not blaming you for that. You didn't do it.
No.
But I want to
exactly.
See, is there going to be a commitment to a new day in Colombia?
Well, I think, like I said, the new day is about everybody acting with respect. I'm in the executive branch. What happens in the legislative branch isn't controlled by the executive branch. And I think that's the problem. Everybody has their lane. And where I sat, again, all I can do is say, listen, everybody that has an opinion, I have an open door policy. Come and tell me your ideas, and I'll be happy to listen and give you the respect you deserve. Give everybody the respect they deserve. I go on conservative radio all over the state, because I do like my voice to be heard, and I like to hear everybody's opinion. Doesn't mean I'll agree with everybody's opinion, but I do want to hear it. And I think that's the importance of the executive branch.
We are talking to Pam Evett. She's the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina. Lieutenant Governor, if you wouldn't mind, hang on. We will be right back. Second segment. Joining me now is South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pam Evett. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to dive into this because I know you want to talk about it. Your Palmetto Pen proposal. This is basically a South Carolina version of Alligator Alcatraz.
And now we have the Speedway. They just announced last night, I saw, that Indiana is actual Speedway Slammer, I think, is the coined term in Indiana that they will be opening, I think, in the coming weeks.
Absolutely. And I know you you have proposed this. I've read everything I can find on your proposal for the Palmetto Pen. I like it, but I had one question, and I just haven't found this noted anywhere. What President Trump asked all Republican governors to do back in February was to deputize every state law enforcement agent, so it'd be highway patrol, Diener, everybody, as a federal deportation officer, because right now, unfortunately, you pull in a legal immigrant and there are 105,000 of them in this state. 35% have criminal records. You pull them over now, you give them a ticket, You got to let them go because you're not a deputized immigration officer of the federal government. That's what they did in Florida. And that's why they needed Alcatraz, because they've caught so many. They have need somewhere to put them. Are you committed to deputizing all of our state officers? And again, in Florida, they've even deputized their like Diener agents. It's fabulous, actually. Are you committed to doing that part, too?
So Tara, I think that's the one thing. When this all started coming about and I started hearing a lot of talk about that, I reached out to Chief Hill. He's our director of SLED. You know, he's the head law enforcement guy in the state. And I said, Chief, tell me a little bit more about this. He called it, I believe it's the 287G, which allows, and he said, we've been doing that. He said, here in South Carolina, even during the dismal Biden administration, we could effectively arrest and work with ICE. So there was nothing that the governor needed to do. And I remember looking up 280G, and it's a good thing for you to look up. And it talks about arrests that are made by even local law enforcement. If you pull up June's report, there were arrests made by an Horry County sheriff. There was arrests made by a York County sheriff. Our deputy. And so, but there are, you can't just blanketly do this, because if you read exactly in the weeds, which probably is more than you wanted to hear, there are some criteria, like you had to been in law enforcement for 2 years. And then there's like another thing. So you can't just like blanketly do this. 287G, which happens through immigration, has some, you know, criteria involved, but I'm proud to say that South Carolina has been doing that. And I got that right from Chief Keel. So it did make me feel better that there was nothing separate we had to do. And a lot of that revolves around state law and what state laws are in place. Because there are some states that aren't as easily to do that as South Carolina was.
Well, 287G is, yes, in the jails. And we have this here in Spartanburg. But what I'm talking about, and Ron DeSantis actually had to go to legislature to get the permission to do this. I'm talking about deputizing the highway patrol on the highway so that they can pick up these illegals as they stop them and drive them to the ICE facility for deportation. That is what we need. And that is why Florida is picking up 1,100 a week. And that is why they are going into work sites. They are going all over the place and targeting criminals too. It's a beautiful thing. So that is actually beyond 287G, which is simply in our jails. It is a different thing. And I was really hoping you would tell me that you are going to deputize those guys, especially out on the highway, so they can begin driving to the ICE facility with the guys.
I guess that is something I'll clarify. I'll actually be with Chief Keel over at SLED today, because that is the way I phrased it to him. And he was talking about a couple things, but said that our state law enforcement could do that now. That there was nothing that the governor would have to do separately. So, Tara, I'd be happy to have to reach out to you personally. And I'll phrase the question a little bit different to see if I get a different answer.
Okay, I'd really appreciate that, because in Florida, they needed a legal change to allow DeSantis to do it. It is two different things. I used to be a crime reporter, and I was really familiar with 287G. I'd pull the stats every month. So, yes, it's great. We need it everywhere. In the state, but we need those state officers deputized as federal agents to the greatest extent possible, because that is why they needed Alligator Alcatraz in addition to their jails, because they were picking so many up on the highway.
And that's perfect. I'll phrase it, because, you know, you and I both know it's how you ask the question.
Right.
You think you're getting the answer you got. But like I said, I'll be at SLED this afternoon. And I'll phrase it the exact way you phrased it, and I'll make sure I get back to you either this evening or tomorrow, and we'll see if his answer changed at all.
I would love to know that, because what they started doing in Florida was amazing. They could take one ICE officer, and he could run an entire sting operation staffed entirely by Florida law enforcement. That's how they're picking up 1,100 a week outside the jails. We need this in the jail too. I mean, absolutely need it in the jail. Because we have already got them in hand. We need to make sure we call ICE and we don't let them go. So yeah, if you would check on that for me, I would be thrilled, if you wouldn't mind.
Absolutely. And it's a good way to phrase it, because I felt very good. But yes, I think all of our law enforcement should be able to keep our citizens safe. So to answer your question, if I get a different answer from Chief Keel, I agree with you in lockstep that all of our law enforcement, we should give them every tool in the toolbox to keep us safe. There should be nothing that we hold back.
Good. I'm thrilled that you say that, because we really need to do that in the state. And again, because Center for Immigration Study says we got 105,000 illegals in the state and 35% have criminal records. That's really scary It's not good. Real quick question. I've asked this of all of the candidates. I'm big passionate about this issue. We have a large tranche of natural gas off the shore of mostly South Carolina, a little bit North Carolina. We could really, you talked about business, revolutionize manufacturing in this state if we just run, we would run the pipeline out there. I know there's a lot more than that, the permits and all that, to get that natural gas, pump it into our factories, pump it into our state, get that low energy. Are you willing to consider non-visible platforms, because they have those now, where you can't even see them from the coast? Are you willing to be for drilling off our coast of that incredible resource that we have to bring in so much money to the state?
You know, when I'm for, I've done a deep dive, Tara, into energy over the years with RLG and RSLC, and I've traveled around the country. And where we can be most effective is in the resurrection of EC Summer. I think nuclear could be a huge game changer without disrupting our coast at all. I think there are coasts that are built for all kinds of different things, whether it be industry, whether it be tourism. South Carolina is a real opportunity with the energy bill that was just passed. One, turning a coal plant into a natural gas plant to help in the PD and the coastal area of Myrtle Beach, who are desperate in need of natural gas. But really getting that baseload energy up with, nuclear, because that's what we need. I mean, we're continuing to grow so fast. Base load energy is where we have to keep rising. Natural gas is amazing. What the Biden administration did was horrific, and it affected companies in South Carolina, like a steel recycling company we had in Casey that I was at. It affected their bottom line $1 million a month. And so I think, along with President Trump and Secretary Zeldin, we should figure out how every state can lead in their own way to make sure that we become energy efficient, energy independent, and stop relying on countries that are not our friends, that are truly our enemies, from hamstringing us on what we now know is a national security matter.
I'm disappointed to hear that. You know, when we're talking the Gulf Coast of Texas, Florida, they managed to do drilling in tandem with like some of the most incredible tourism in the country. I mean, I used to live out on the coast, so I'm just very frustrated. I mean, Jeff Duncan was trying to explain to people, we have drilling platforms now that you can't even see from the beach. They're flat. They're not like the old ones. You wouldn't be willing to maybe learn more about it. Or Jeff Duncan's a great person to talk to. He was on the Energy Committee in Congress.
Absolutely. I've been friends with Jeff for years. And, I think that's one thing that I think business people have in common is we're willing to learn anything. I'm willing to make sure that technology, that's why when I talked about government becoming efficient, you have to stay up on technology. I think we should learn about everything. And I agree that as technologies get better and we can figure out how to maybe get more innovative, we can. But I do believe that we have the ability to really get our base load up, which is great. And at that point, with what could happen with VC Summer and the amount of interest we had in that and taking the burden off of the rate payer, I think it could be a game changer for our state. So, I'm not saying, I just think as it stands right now, I think this is the best way for South Carolina to go. But again, I don't think, as you asked earlier, I think my door should be open as governor to everybody, to listen to everybody and to continue to learn and grow and embrace new things that come down the pike.
One last quick question. I know I'm running out of time real quick. We're almost at the end of this. They want me to ask right now on the text line. A lot of people are saying, ask her what she thinks about open primaries, closing those primaries so that only registered Republicans can vote. So we have the most liberal legislature because our primaries are open in the country as ranked. The next one after us is a Democrat legislature because Democrats keep voting in our primaries. Would you support open primaries? Closing our open primaries.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Closing our open primaries.
Yes, I absolutely would support closing our primaries. I think it's interesting how politics has turned, and I think that's fine. I think Republicans should vote for Republicans. And so I've never had a problem with that.
Okay, great. Where can people find you, Pam Avett, if they want to donate or just find out more about you?
Oh, thank you so much. Go to PamelaAvett.com, find out about my business background, find out where I think the state needs to be going and how I feel on a number of issues. I'd love to have you sign up, be a volunteer. And I keep everybody up to date on what's happening. I have a newsletter I put out quarterly about all the great things happening in our state. So I would love everybody to reach out, and I travel the state every single week. So if you see me somewhere, please stop, say hello. And if you have a question, ask me.
Pam Evatt, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WRD. Will you commit to coming back? Because Henry McMaster would never do an interview with me, but you did. So you get extra credit points for that. Will you commit to coming back on the show?
Absolutely. Tara, this is the first time you've ever asked me on your show. I've been on Joey Hudson for, this is my seventh year. I'm on with him every single Thursday. I'm on with Liz Calloway. I'm on with Kennard. I'm on with everybody. You just had to ask. Just call me. I'd be happy to come back.
Okay. And because, you know, that's kind of a wound, I got to tell you, because my boss asked for 6 months, asked Henry McMaster to come on the show, and he always said he was too busy, and we finally gave up. So quite frankly, you're right. I have not asked you because I just assume you wouldn't come too. He has never once appeared on the show with me ever, and we finally gave up. So you have broken that streak. Thank you for coming on the show and taking the hard questions. I appreciate that. Pam Evatt, thanks for joining us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.